Talking with Joe Shirley from the Woods County area. Joe, tell me a little bit about what you're seeing up to. We're all talking, of course, on a Saturday. It's raining as we speak across a lot of the state. Before it's all said and done, I think all the wheat belt's going to get water. But tell me about the conditions up to this point.
We were really hurting. Tear stalks were turning brown. Everything was blue or purple. We were at the point of no return if we didn't get some. And we got an inch probably of rain. The non-gray wheat was still holding on pretty good. What we grazed was burning really bad. But this will save us. We'll have the opportunity at least for average a little better crop because our stands are tremendous. We had great stands. Everything looks wonderful up there. Moisture last fall was perfect. So that might be a little bit why the wheat price is where it is. But we have a potential now. You know, you lose your crop 4 or 5 times before you get it. And we just saved it. This is Cat's second life is all. So we're in good shape, I think, now.
So you indicated that you put a little more effort, a little more management into the crop last fall as it went in. What are you seeing as far as getting into normal problems, any weeds or insects at this point?
We had lots of mustard. We'd go back and spray for that. And there were people that didn't scout their fields. Some think they've got canola planted. A lot of weed pressures. There's some cheat stuff and joint grass around. But most people had late enough working of the ground last year that it's we're better off than we were by far the year before. Weed pressures aren't as bad. Things are better.